State education leaders could decide today to give the Commissioner of Education the power to set an end date for remote and hybrid learning, sending students back into classrooms. But a group of school superintendents in Middlesex County says there are too many unanswered questions about the possible return to class. Among that group is Watertown Superintendent Dee Dee Galston, who joins us now. Superintendent, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Yeah, good morning.
So tell us what your single biggest concern is about a return to in-person learning.
One of our biggest concerns is having a very concerted plan for vaccinating our teachers. We all agree that we'd like to be in person more, but we'd like to do it as safely as possible. And that goes for students and staff, but certainly having our staff vaccinated would go a very long way. And as I said, we're very excited about the movement, but we need to have a really strong strategy for getting that done in a way that doesn't impact teaching and learning.
Well, expand on that, if you would, a little bit. In your letter to the Baker administration, the superintendent say the governor asked for a return to class by next month, quote, without a thoughtful plan. What else is missing?
Lunch is one of the biggest ones. But not only lunch, it's, you know, spacing, safe spacing, making sure we have staffing. Is it, you know, 3 feet versus 6 feet? Just a lot of questions still around the logistics of moving back from, in some schools' cases, not so much in the Middlesex League, but, you know, from fully remote into either, you know, a quick shift to hybrid or full in-person, or shifting from hybrid to full in-person. I mean, that's I know it seems on the face of it that it might not be, you know, challenging. Let's just get back into school and make it happen. There are just a lot of details that principals and, you know, district leadership have to figure out prior to reopening.
And if I can ask a specific question about lunch, school lunch, I assume you're concerned about that, because lunch, of course, for students and for the staff members in cafeterias is an unmasked event.
Yes, it is. It is one of the larger challenges, you know, keeping half the kids in the room and half the kids out. You know, it's coverage and safety and not being masked and keeping the distance. That's just a little bit more of a challenge than, you know, I think people realize.
The superintendent's letter also mentions potential conflicts between state mandates and existing union agreements with teachers' unions. Are you getting pushback from the unions?
I in Watertown am not necessarily facing, you know, too much pressure or pressure from the union about this, but I think that's because we all agree that if we can do this safely, then we should consider what the options are. But you know, there are places, again, like I've said, that aren't even in school. So, you know, Watertown is one place, but we're talking about a state that has all these different memorandums of agreement, and working through those, I think, will be a challenge for many communities.
Superintendent, let me ask you one more question. What do you say to parents who believe that their children need to get back into class as soon as possible?
So I would say that it's been a year, and I understand the challenges that we're all facing. I myself am a parent, and, you know, I think I'm very grateful, deeply grateful for all of the sacrifices that we've all made to work through this year of pandemic schooling. And I know it's been a challenge, and I understand the frustrations from parents. What I can say is, you know, we are working together. We would like to get to more in-person learning. That's our goal. But what I would say is, you know, when we're in school, we are maximizing the time that we have with our children. And, you know, we're seeing that when we're in person, you know, it's working really well, but we have very small groups. So I think what I'd like to say to parents is, yes, we all agree we want to get there, but we want to get there in a very thoughtful and you know, really beneficial approach for everybody so that we maximize what's going on in our classrooms.
Watertown School Superintendent Dee Dee Galston, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition about this. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Anytime.